On January 3, 1977, the new corporation, the Apple Computer Company, was officially created, and it bought out the old partnership that had been formed by Jobs and Wozniak 9 months earlier. Few people noticed. That month, the Homebrew surveyed its members and found that of the 181 who owned personal computers, only 6 owned an Apple. Jobs was convinced, however, that the Apple II would change that. Markkula would become a father figure to Jobs. Like Jobs's adoptive father, he would indulge Jobs's strong will, and like his biological father, he would end up abandoning him. Markkula was as much a father-son relationship as Steve ever had, said the venture capitalist Arthur Rock. He began to teach Jobs about marketing and sales. "Mike really took me under his wing," Jobs recalled. "His values were much aligned with mine. He emphasized that you should never start a company with the goal of getting rich. Your goal should be making something you believe in and making a company that will last." Markkula wrote his principles in a one-page paper titled "The Apple Marketing Philosophy" that stressed 3 points. The first was empathy, an intimate connection with the feelings of the customer. "We will truly understand their needs better than any other company." The second was focus. "In order to do a good job of those things that we decide to do, we must eliminate all of the unimportant opportunities." The third, and equally important principle, awkwardly named, was impute. It emphasized that people form an opinion about a company or product based on the signals that it conveys. "People do judge a book by its cover," he wrote. "We may have the best product, the highest quality, the most useful software, etc. If we present them in a slipshod manner, they will be perceived as slipshod. If we present them in a creative, professional manner, we will impute the desired qualities." For the rest of his career, Jobs would understand the needs and desires of customers better than any other business leader. He would focus on a handful of core products, and he would care, sometimes obsessively, about marketing and image and even the details of packaging. "When you open the box of an iPhone or iPad, we want that tactile experience to set the tone for how you perceive the product," he said. "Mike taught me that."